said, you know, I think it's time to get hospice in. And they were fantastic because they came in and they spoke to Dad and just sort of said, you know, what do you want? You know, Frank, do you want to die at home? Would you like, you know, when the time comes, where do you want to die? And Dad just sort of said, oh, well, you know, he was so easygoing, he didn't care. He knew, and he even said to my sister, I can't complain. He said, I've had a good life. He said, you know, I've got nothing to complain about. There are people worse off than me. And that was his whole attitude. And I think because of that, he sort of made peace, you know, so, yeah.
He went into hospital that Friday. We knew it was close. We were just watching telly. Dad couldn't talk, but we were playing music and he was moving his feet around. And he actually had his sip of beer. They played the Essendon theme song and then he passed away
to that song. It's hard to watch someone you love go through that, but at least you have the opportunity to say your goodbyes and you're there and you're with him and you knew he wasn't alone. Or but at least I was honest. I feel that I don't, like, I think that's why, like, after he passed away, I think that's why you feel a bit of a sense of relief. He's no longer hurting and he is in a better place, so to speak.
Fortunately, he was quite lucid the whole time, chatting, and everybody was there. It was amazing. He still took his sweet time. And yeah, and if anything can be beautiful, it was, because there was no distress, I was really concerned about. And yeah, he just closed his eyes and then took one breath and that was it. It was so peaceful.
It was about 5 o'clock on the day he died, about 4 hours before he passed away. I got the pastoral carer in there at Kew to do a little ceremony for Aaron and I, like a little wedding ceremony. We got some flowers and, you know, some roses out of the garden, and she did a little prayer thing and everything. So in my mind, we got married, but it's not obviously legal, but I buried him with a wedding ring on, and yeah, so yeah.
He died at 11 o'clock at night, or quarter to 11 at night, and I rang the girl that was on duty that night and said, yep, he's gone. And she said, do you want me to come round? I said, no, not really, not at this time of night. I said, everything's fine. And because they'd given me the little booklet on, you know, what to expect and, you know, da-da-da-da, and things that I should do if I could. So I went through that. Once again, I guess it was the domestic side of it that you sort of think, well, okay, you know, these are things that they've suggested you can do if you can. And I can understand people wouldn't be able to do it. But it didn't hold any fear for me, because it was all part of the process that I knew it had to be done. So why shouldn't it be me? You know, I can do that.
A couple of weeks before he passed away, he said, I want you to sit down, I want to tell you something. And then he just told us everything that he wanted happening at the funeral, from being cremated to what he was wearing, the songs at the funeral, and it was just everything. So after he died, and then I just opened the book, there's the answer. And he did everything. So that was, for the family, I think was fantastic, because that just took the pressure off and it stopped all arguments. So he just had it down to a T.
He just looked like he was asleep. Beautiful. Really did a good job. It's amazing what they can do. You know, the colour in his face, and he didn't look like he had makeup on, and he looked nice and, well, this part looked healthy. You know, he had a bit of a smile on his face, and he had his hat there. He always had his hat, and so I put the TV remote in with him. He loved the TV and a radio. So I said, there you go, Dad.
for maybe, oh, I don't know, like a month or so after Dad passed away, I would close my eyes and that would be all that I would see, because, you know, and like for that reason is why I chose. I mean, I'm glad I was there because, you know, everyone was there and it was really nice.